Welcome to the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Your weekend wake-up tradition for the last 30 years.
It's Rosie on the House.
Wait, wrong button. Hold on.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Hey, now, Gary. I know it's the Christmas weekend, and we've got Prescott Courthouse lighting, and we'll talk about that, but it's too early for Christmas music.
Oh, come on. It's December 1st.
Thanksgiving.
We're not K-Lite here, or what, K-E-Z?
They're still around?
Oops.
They started the Christmas music before Thanksgiving, and we heard the same thing over and over again. I mean, it's December 1st. Come on.
Don't be a Scrooge. Come on.
A whole month of it, you're so burned out by the time Christmas comes, it's hard to enjoy it, at least for me. I relinquished my music rights over to Gary. I'll turn it over to you. I won't micromanage.
We buy a new Christmas CD each year at our house.
Oh, there you go. I'll keep it fresh. Mm-hmm. Keep it turning.
Betcha.
But how many different CDs, how many different artists do you have singing Oh Come All Ye Faithful?
A lot. A lot. A little different arrangements and voices.
That group's been around for about 10
years.
Yeah,
right.
Now. Yeah, they may be doing a tour this year just for you, Roman.
Oh, perfect. Well, welcome to Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 30 years. Producer Gary there. We've got Jennifer in studio here. First Saturday of the month, always a great time to talk about Prescott. We've got some great content about Prescott. We've got the parade starting in a little bit. We've got the courthouse lighting at 6. But before we center in and focus on Prescott, there's so many other great things to do in the state of Arizona. We're going to spend this segment talking about what else may they not know about.
How about Glendale? You ever been down to the Glendale Festival of Lights down there?
I have not been, but I love downtown. Is it in downtown historic Glendale?
Yeah, just that whole little strip there. You know, they light it all up, and then it's just very festive. People are all outside walking around. You could start the day getting there a little early and go to Soretta Candy and do their tour. That thing is to die for. It's like an old-fashioned candy shop.
French mints.
And you could,
French mints.
Yes, French mints. Yeah, and then you can also do some of your Christmas shopping because they have such amazing candies for the season.
And Soretta Candies has donated a lot of gift baskets to our staycation, which I've picked up a lot of times and brought over to Sanderson for just because people think because I'm on the west side that somehow that's in my route to go home and I get stuck with it last minute occasionally. But you can't help but go into Soretta Candy and not sing the Oopa Loopa song in the back of your mind.
I know. And or see Lucy making candy.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
They even make custom candy. We had custom coins made for Rosie on the House last year. Weren't those cool?
That was a holiday gift for all of our partners mm-hmm. and winners. Everyone loved that. Great places to eat downtown. You've got Haas Murphy's that, you know, I love stopping by there and getting a big mound of sauerkraut. And they've got a bratwurst and a German sausage and a couple different mustards to sample. I think there's 3 different mustards they give you. If you're more in the Italian and pizza mood, right? Just, I can never remember the name of it. But you've got Haas Murphy's, and there's a street as you're going towards the west, and there's a comic book store. Then there's an Italian store or Italian restaurant, and they've got the Italian Stallion pizza with like 3 different meats on it. Oh, my gosh.
You know what else is right there is Coyote Odie. Just around the corner there. And that's a sweet little shop. They have the most amazing cookies and a little bit of ice cream cookie. They'll make them for you right fresh. You can get a fresh cookie right there on the spot.
And how long do they light it up? Is it an event? Is it a parade?
Until January 12th. It's already started and it goes to January 12th. And it has 1.6 million lights.
That's a lot of lights.
And they have a snow field for the kids. So if you want,
nice.
If you don't have time to get up to the snow, you can just take them over there and let them play in the fake snow.
Beautiful. So that's in Glendale.
Mm-hmm. How about Flagstaff Experience, North Pole Experience?
So, okay, so there's the Panda. There's one that goes out of Williams, and there's a pole.
The train is the Polar Express.
Okay.
That's the train ride that you take out of in Williams up through, and you go to the North Pole, and it's...
You got to get reservations like a year in advance.
No, there's still tickets. There are spots left.
That's unusual, mm-hmm. isn't it?
It is. It's pretty. It looks pretty sold out, but if you look, there's probably maybe 7 or 8 days left. that you can get some tickets. They have a 5:30 and a 7:30. Put the kids in their jammies, and you get to go, and you drink hot cocoa, and you get up to the North Pole and turn around. That's a fantastic trip.
And that's from Williams to the Grand Canyon and back. Flagstaff, there's the...
It's called the North Pole Experience.
And is that the one that's at the, what is it, Little America Hotel?
I think so, and it's just... All kinds of little fun activities for the kids, Santa.
A lot of craft making, if I remember right. I think one of my siblings took their kids up
there. Chloe and Charlotte got to go last year.
Nice. And Flagstaff, again, another great place. It has a lot of downtown, a lot of great places to eat. My cousin Daniel worked at Beaver Street Brewery during his college years at NAU. It's hard for me to go up there and not just have a Beaver Street Brewery growler and cheeseburger and Bubba's Honor every time.
Gotta say Satchmo's if you go in Flagstaff.
For barbecue. Yeah. That's a little off downtown, but it's still on 66, right?
But, yeah.
Tucson. Now, hang on. Before we get there, I'm looking up my Leafometer for if you go to flagstaffarizona.org, you can look at their Leafometer. And if you want to see color, all the Leafometers are pinged red. So it looks like they haven't dropped yet, but we're in the deep red color from the Arboretum, Snowbowl, Oak Creek, Flagstaff, the Inner Basin, they're all peaked red.
Gary mentioned snow, though.
I was at Dead Horse State Park. All the aspens are golden, and along the Verde River, there's still plenty of color. You haven't missed anything, but oh gosh, it's gorgeous.
So still a great weekend for leaf peepers is what I understand.
The leaf peepers?
That's what people in the Northwest call tourists that come to look at their fall color, leaf peepers.
Well, I don't mind being a leaf peeper.
I learned that from Jay Harper when he went up there to do his, quote, leaf peeping a few years ago. So. If you're a leaf peeper, you don't have to go to New England area. You can go to Flagstaff.
Tucson's also great. Winter Haven has been there for 69 years. 69th annual Winter Haven.
And you could also go to Williams. They have a beautiful setup downtown. Huge Christmas tree right there on Route 66.
The old historic downtown Route 66. Tucson real quick.
The thing I like about...
What's been there 60... What?
69 years is Winter Haven, Festival of Lights. And the cool thing about Tucson is it's a dark city. So you really get to really enjoy the color of the Christmas lights.
No billboards, no street lights.
Mm-mm. So just imagine that cool night and walking around looking at the lights.
And where is that? Winter Haven?
Winter Haven. We took you guys when you were little.
That's the neighborhood where you just walk through all the lights. Yeah, when Aunt Karen and Uncle Bob lived down there.
Yeah. And then, of course, Phoenix area. Desert Botanical Gardens, if you haven't done the Luminarios, grab a ticket quick because they'll sell out. But, you walk through the evening, they have telescopes set up for you to look through. They have music on every corner, hot cider, hot cocoa, and all the beautiful glass. You know, the Chew Lily glass is all over, too. It's charming.
Then there's zoo lights. If you're new to Arizona, you may not know the zoo. Phoenix Zoo does a huge... you had mentioned a million lights in Glendale. I don't know how many the zoo does, but I'm probably going to go out on a limb and say it's two or three times that.
We could probably have them on sometime next year. It just must be such an ordeal to set it up. And every year it gets bigger and bigger. You know, all your cousins went last week and took their kids.
When they were in for Thanksgiving? I didn't know that.
They hadn't been in so long. It's such a big deal. So. The kids are just amazed.
And then bringing it back to the first Saturday of the month, which is always the Prescott Parade and the courthouse lighting. I believe this is the 64th annual lighting of the courthouse square that starts at 6 o'clock tonight. And they get together on the courthouse square on the north side on the stairs. They sing some carols. They read the Christmas story. Then they have a countdown and light up. I believe they're up to 130 trees. There's 180 trees on the square. They're lighting now 130 of them. Our staycation winner, which is a feature you can only enter to win at rosieonthehouse.com. This year, with our 2019 home maintenance calendar, we changed it. We'd always let the listener or the winner pick where they wanted to go, but that became so hard because they couldn't decide. They didn't know. I want to go this day. No, I'm going to change it to that.
You were a travel agent.
Oh, my gosh. So we put it together ahead of time. So each month, you know what event what trip you're entering to win. And if you're not interested in going to that place, well, then pick a month you are interested in winning. Enter for that month.
Yeah.
So our winner, Patricia. They picked up their F-150 from Sanderson Ford. They're actually looking to buy an F-150 before the end of the year. So this is an entire weekend of
test driving.
Now, usually you go to test drive, when you get on the freeway a little bit, they get mountains, they get up and down. They get
a real road trip.
Yeah, yeah. The vehicle for the full weekend. They're staying at Spring Hill Suites,
Spring Hill Suites Marriott is just a great place to stay, just one block off the square. You can take your kids out and all the noise and the commotion and the wonderfulness of the evening, and then it's just like going home. It is such a great setting, and Santa sits there right there in the lobby. You can have cookies and ice and hot cocoa with Santa, and then go up to your room, and it's completely quiet.
And that's what I really like about it. There's not to take away from the historic Hacienda Inn or Hotel St. Michael's that are on St. Michael's on the square. Hacienda Inn is just off of it, but I really like quiet when I sleep. There's a reason we drive all the way out to Whitman to go to sleep every night. That's where we call home. The noise and the lights and the streets, this puts you off, but within walking distance to where you're away from the commotion.
And the rooms are generous, and a nice little kitchenette. They're just fantastic. And
they've been a great partner. It is owned by a local company. Margot has been with us since we started the staycation. Since we started the tradition of broadcasting.
How many years is that, do you know?
I think this is our 9th.
Wow.
Might be our 10th. It's been a while, but she's been a partner with us that entire time. So our staycation winner is staying there. You can enter for January staycation that will be drawn on December 15th at rosieonthehouse.com. Just click staycation, and we'll pull a winner at random on the 15th, and we'll just verify they haven't been a staycation winner. I think on our season our game, sports game tickets, we give a 12-month non-repeat. I think for the staycations, we give a 3-year non-repeat, just to make sure we spread the Rosie love.
Yeah, you betcha.
So, that's at rosieonthehouse.com. We've got a special guest talking about things to do in Prescott between the...
I'm so sorry.
I thought we were supposed to turn off our phones while we're on the air.
I'm so sorry.
Go ahead, Ro.
So, from the time of the parade to the time of the courthouse lighting, there's a 2 or 3 hour window. You could eat, you could shop, or you could hike, which is what we'll be talking about next, the hiking trails in and around Prescott.